Welcome to the Office of Values and Ethics podcast series. Our podcast today is on civility in the virtual workplace. This is a follow-up to the original podcast on civility that we broadcasted in January 2018. We have certainly come a long way since 2018. Wherever we go during our outreach and training sessions across the country, we have seen how the word civility has transformed from a buzzword in its initial outing to now becoming a commonly used part of the language within ESDC. Recently, with the global COVID-19 pandemic, we find ourselves in a new reality where the majority of our workforce across the public service have to work from home. So the question we have been asked is, does civility still apply? Is it still relevant in telework environment? The answer is, civility does indeed still apply and remains relevant today. Why? With our means of communication narrowed to electronic ones, for example, telephone, video conference, or social media, the people we interact or work with still respond to how we conduct ourselves during these virtual interactions. The key difference between a live face-to-face meeting and a virtual one is that it becomes easier for people to focus on the image and sound coming from their devices and tune out the background noise. That's right. It's even more critical now to be civil, as technology allows other people to view and review, if the meeting is recorded, the details of your image and voice without distraction. Don't forget that your message could be magnified multiple times as you are broadcasting yourself. And this could go either way. A positive message could become incredibly uplifting and encouraging, in the same way as a negative message could become very damaging and demoralizing. Some call it cyber civility, others web etiquette, or basically the image and behavior that you give when you telework. Our key message regarding civility remains as relevant and timeless as ever, and that's to treat others the way they want to be treated. In these challenging times and because of social distancing, we all need to communicate more than ever, get to know our colleagues better, share ideas better, discuss the meaning of respect more, learn each other's boundaries and respect them. Examples of blind spots that we should be paying more attention to. Some of us have difficulties with technology. Some of us are having difficulties adjusting to the telework reality. Some have children around them when they're working from home. Believe it or not, these conditions have an immediate impact on how we interact with each other and how it's perceived. So let's take this new reality as an opportunity to adjust our behaviors and the way we communicate with each other in order to demonstrate respect. We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. If you are interested in revisiting our first podcasts on civility or any of our podcasts, please visit our iService site. Take care and stay safe.